All right, here I am, sitting with my peanut butter sandwich, just by myself. No holograms or anything around.
Hello, I'm a hologram.
Oh, hello, hologram. I didn't see you there.
It's me, Holo Kyle.
Holo Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
I've actually been here the whole time in hologram form, but I didn't know when it was good to talk, so hi.
That's slightly
hello.
Creepy.
Hello. Wait a second.
Oh, hi.
That's not a hologram at all. That's a teddygram.
Sorry, I'm eating teddy grams. Yeah.
So what do you guys have to report?
Oh, well, you go first, Kyle.
Okay, so there was an earthquake in a place, but I mean, I'm hardly a functioning adult, never mind some sort of superhero. So, you know, there was an earthquake, though.
Oh, that's good to know. And Bri?
All's quiet in the Alpha Quadrant, which is what I'm now calling my basement, so I can feel like I'm doing things. The dogs who rule over me are very confused why I'm here all the time.
Excellent. Yeah.
They're giving me lots of attention in between not wanting, being like surly teen, telling me to get out of their room. And then I tell them that's my room, but I've been outvoted.
It's not just your room. It's the Alpha Quadrant.
That is the Alpha Quadrant. So you can't own the Alpha Quadrant, as they say.
This has been
a very good use of hologram technology.
It really has. Oh, what do you got there? You got yourself a peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah. Well, and a beer. Because let's be realistic.
You gonna eat that whole sandwich?
Yes, I am, hologram.
You gonna drink that whole beer?
Guys, check it out. I'm hanging out with a hologram Tupac now.
Oh! It's just what the show needed. What do you have to say, hologram Tupac?
Look into my death.
Oh.
Yeah, really. It was questionable.
Also, I sound like Kyle. But it's me, Tupac Shakur. And it's me, right. Vincent Price.
All right, well, this podcast is always active. If anything goes sideways, if anyone's making trouble out there where they shouldn't, it comes through me.
Did you Google the script?
At least 2 meters away through me. Or you can just call me.
Please don't come any closer. Please do not come any closer.
I'll put pants on and get back to you.
Well, then I'm not interested.
As I open my beer.
I'm Tupac.
Oh my God.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
All right, welcome to the show. As everybody is going through pretty much the same thing. Everybody's kind of in lockdown or social isolation mode kind of thing, social distancing.
We're used to it.
Yeah, exactly. As an artist, nothing much changes.
Call it a smooth transition.
That's right.
Yeah, we're all in our own homes at the moment and doing this for the first time.
I've never been in my home before.
We've done a couple of interviews in the past, not that many, where we've had sort of Skyped in and we didn't handle it this way and probably maybe should have, but this is the first time where we're functioning like other podcasts do, where we're conference calling and recording separately, and so hopefully this works out.
It is a little weird. I did want to print off pictures of your faces to put on my little bunker here.
I thought of that too, yeah.
Next week.
I miss that beautiful round table. Is what I miss. Like, it took us so long to get it, and it was so short and so sweet. Well, what we need to do is we should cover that, the round table with, like, a tarp or something like that, and we'll have to have, like, a dramatic, like, we're getting the old table out of storage.
No, we have to cover it with a glass case and then, you know, break it whenever there's a dramatic thing happening.
Like, glass cases are cheap, right?
And easy to clean up when they break.
Well, totally. Well,
okay, what if we make a glass case out of a bunch of tarps? Best of both worlds.
Shall we go to news?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Current Zero News Flash.
Well, I guess first, like, really, with everything shutting down, there's a ton of canceled cons and stuff, conventions and whatever going on. Literally... probably 10-15 minutes ago, I looked up and saw the Calgary Comic-Con finally, like, people were asking, and they finally said, yeah, okay, we're going to have to postpone it. So they're remaining optimistic, I guess, and are saying, like, we'll postpone it until summer later summer. So we'll, wow. Who knows if that'll even happen, but considering the Olympics just canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even know the whole thing happened, or was it just Canada?
Yeah, Canada backed out, but then just now.
That's like a domino being flicked, to be honest. That's, it's pretty inevitable.
Exactly, yeah. That was going to happen.
Much like in the convention circuit, like I know in the States, like Emerald City Comic Con more recently. Like,
they were
a week or so ago probably canceled. And
they were one of the first, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Magic Fests, like every Magic Fest, like Magic the Gathering or whatever, WonderCon in Anaheim and San Diego probably at this point, and E3 was canceled, which is...
E3 was like, it was looking like it was on its way out even before
that. For sure. That was sort of, it's a weird thing because it's increasingly irrelevant. It's not comic related per se, but it was increasingly irrelevant with like all the sort of developer and publishers kind of doing their own thing now. But it's still fact something on that scale getting like, yeah, we're just canceling it outright is like, okay, that's going to be like pretty much everything then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Diamond Distribution is officially not taking in any new comics or product at all. So they are saying like, I'm not sure, it's kind of unclear. They're like, what we have in store in our warehouse will still be shipped out. So I don't know if that's like upcoming new stuff will be shipped out for a couple weeks, but they're not taking anything in.
Yeah.
But like Valiant had told all their artists like, hey, pencils down. You're not doing anything for a month because we can't pay you. So don't do anything.
Kind of on a similar note, I had some articles from the last day or so, but apparently, Diamond is some of their publishing partners are like closing and stuff, and at least printers, DC Comics printer is closing. When this airs, it would have closed yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a Canadian printer too for Transcontinental Printing. They're called the Canadian printer of DC Comics, and a bunch of other publishers is shutting down for 3 weeks at least.
Yeah.
And especially the recent thing where like all essential businesses are shutting down, that falls under that. So I mean,
If you're in Ontario, like if you're not essential, that's being announced. Official was announced a little bit today, but officially it'll go into effect to tomorrow night at midnight that if you're not essential, you're closed. So,
which remind me, after this recording, I got to go get some cat food.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I am hungry for cat food.
It makes a good pate.
We stocked up on dog food, but I'm like, do we stock up enough? We'll see.
But did you stock up on cat food?
No.
For when I come over because I'm out of cat food.
We're not entering the door for you, Kyle.
That's fair.
Or indeed anyone, but especially you.
You know what? That's fair. That's tough, but fair.
On a similar offshoot to you mentioned Valiant, Bloodshot is Valiant, and Bloodshot the movie was supposed to come out yesterday for when this podcast comes out. March 24th, it will be released digitally.
Yay!
1999.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yes,
that's
sorry.
So you're releasing it digitally, and it's more expensive than going to a movie.
Hilarious.
But you can get as many people in the room as. Wait a second.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Nonsense.
For Bloodshot, you'll get one maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, on a similar note, like Black Widow and Wonder Woman 84.
Mm-hmm.
Like Black Widow's supposed to be May 1st. And there's discussions of that and Wonder Woman either like being postponed or going. To like video on demand. Patty Jenkins has actually said that she wants it Wonder Woman delayed until August, but like she's not gonna have probably final say how that happens.
Right.
It's such a weird state of affairs because like obviously like massive tentpole releases like those two cost like an absolute fortune to make and market, and I mean there's no way of knowing if you handle it that way or like are you going to take a massive loss on these and what's that going to impact. So there's an argument that like it's better to just keep them on the shelf until things are safe.
It's also been stated, which I didn't really think of, and it depending on how long this goes and how long it gets delayed, like something like Black Widow is part of a whole slate of movies. You push that back, you push them all back.
Exactly.
It's going to screw up the timeline for all of them. But
so basically what's happening, we're in the blip right now. It's going to, however much time is going to pass, it's going to be like, oh, everything's back now and everything's like back to normal. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we're living through Endgame. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
The things that disappeared and reappeared are humans, but they're like all of our favorite film properties.
You know what? It might be worse that way.
Yeah, it might be. Well, yeah, I know. You know, we're alive, but are we living?
That's right.
I do have a high note of coming out of this whole debacle.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's caught this, but
we're all
Rob
downloading Deadshot for free.
Yes. Yeah, Rob Liefeld is doing live readings of his old works.
Oh my god.
So I caught him doing New Mutants number 87, so that's the first appearance of Cable. He's reading, he's flipping through them. He's not like reading them right out. It's not like
he
a
doesn't know how
reading.
To read.
He's just like, look at this, it's cool.
Well, a little bit of that, but he's doing what he's calling a director's commentary, but it's not a director's commentary, but it's fascinating to watch. It is fascinating to listen to him.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't do it for long.
I'm not sure if he's trying to help or trying to punish.
Yeah, really.
You didn't appreciate Rob Liefeld when you could go outside.
Shine on, now you're button stuck fly, Diamond.
Mandalorian, the next season...
Yeah.
Has cast Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano.
Which is, like, we talked about that earlier, but, like, that still blows my mind. That's awesome.
It's so awesome casting.
It is pretty amazing casting. She is, like, in everything now. She is.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Have you seen her?
I'm totally okay with it, but it's just, like, wow.
Yeah.
Just in demand.
It's very good casting, in my opinion. I think, like, she, like, just suits the role as, like, a grown-up, more like adult Ahsoka. Like, she'll fit that very well. It's very... the most significant kind of, like, bridging of the gap between the animated canon and the live-action canon, which are the same technical canon, but, like, usually you'll have, like, a reference to something that's not that direct, just to be like, they're all under the same umbrella, but, I mean, they're still a bit separate, but this is, like, no, this is, like, the first time it's, like, this is all...
It normally flows... you know, live action to animation or whatever. And this is like one of the first times where it's really heavily flowing the other gen.
Yeah. Which is really, really cool to see. And I mean, like it opens things up so much for more because like, there's no reason that you can't, a lot of these animated characters that you can't do the same thing for, and you can't really, really expand things from there. And I think it's very smart. So that's very cool. I'm excited for that. We've talked a lot about comic related projects that are getting canceled or delayed or what have you. Here's one that, with any luck, might actually still happen. Fandom Productions, I think they're called, and Paper Chase Films are making a podcast series based on Superman versus the Ku Klux Klan, which is based based on a true story of how, like, Stetson Kennedy, his name was, he had partnered with the Superman radio producers to make, like, of the 40s Superman radio show, where, like, Superman took on the Klan and, like, real people, like, infiltrated the KKK to expose them during this time as a part of this. They're doing, like, a 10-episode series starting this spring in the style of the Superman radio shows, retelling the story of how this happened, which sounds really cool. And also, it's a podcast, so very reasonably, you could still produce this.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as everyone has, like, proper equipment, there's no reason not to.
Exactly. So,
even if the people have lackluster equipment, there's no reason not to do a podcast.
Even if you're in different places and calling each other, there's no reason not to do it.
Even if one of you smells really bad and I'm not going to say who, no reason not to do a podcast.
Bri. Anyway.
I mean, I knew it was me, but thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome to the warm-up.
All right, so for warm-up today, we got a character storm. But this is a bit... All right. character storm, but since we're doing... for the topic, which is going to be diseases and stuff, we're doing a themed character storm. So it's all going to be it's character storm, the Dirty Disease edition. First up... And for those that don't know this, I say the name of a character. The two other guys kind of come up with some sort of like powers.
We yell into the void.
Yes. Yeah. So the first one, it's some sort of duo. The open sore and the festering boil.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
So it's clearly a duo.
Could be.
No, it is. Or is
they
the
could
open
be archenemies.
Or is the open sore where the festering boil, like, is it like his bat cave? Or her bat cave.
It's not for me to decide.
That's a good point. So, I don't know. At the same time, the festering boil has a very Robin sort of feel to it, doesn't it?
I would say so.
Doesn't it?
Robin has a very festering boil feel?
Yes.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yikes. Yeah. Boy, this is hard without being in the same room.
It is harder. Yeah, it is a little bit jerky. The open sore and the festering boil.
Open sore and the festering boil. Going hey. Down the road. Woo. What do they see in scabs and flakes and stuff?
It could be like, again, I see it as like a duo is pretty good. Like one of them, they have like powers that kind of complement each other. Open sore literally causes you weakness and susceptibility, but then the festering boil really hits you. You know what I mean? Like one lowers your defenses. I do. One of them really like weakens you, and then the other one like delivers the festering haymaker.
Then you're boiled. Oh, so,
then you're boiled, baby. So
then you clam.
So they're like
oiled.
My parents, then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Phlegm lad and mucus lass.
Oh my god.
Gumming up your pipe from your mouth to your ass. It's all singing, all dancing.
I think it's like a Wonder Twin situation. A little bit with their powers. Again, they're a duo, right? You have to have one and the other. With their powers combined, like phlegm. Is it phlegm
lad? They just
lad?
Slap their mucus together?
Phlegm flam and scrappy do.
Phlegm lad. One, like, just sucks in everything like disgusting from the environment around you, and then the mucus one just blasts it right in your face.
Or one turns into an animal that just spits up phlegm, and the other one's mucus.
Like an elephant.
It's like the water based mucus, and the other one's a bucket of phlegm.
God, if I didn't want to sanitize everything already.
yeah. Bronchitosaurus.
Can I take point on this one? Because you remember that one scene in Jurassic Park where the Brachiosaur sneezes on the people?
Yeah.
It's basically just that. But like a much thicker sneeze. Like that was a pretty watery sneeze.
But when it comes up, it's mucus lass.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bucket of mucus.
Yeah.
It's a bucket of muke.
This is, I'm pretty sure Bronchitosaurus is the cause of everything happening right now.
Doesn't it have like a cute name like Bronchi?
Oh yeah, you're gonna need a cute name.
Is it like Denver the Last Dinosaur and like plays a, I don't know, like one of those mouth piano things? What's that called? A melodica?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Cool plays sunglasses. A
melodica. It's in a very like low, thick key.
And the one playing it is Bleeding Gums Murphy.
That's right. Huh. And Alan Thicke. Whose
nickname
lost.
Was actually Bleeding Gums Murphy. Little That's known right. fact.
Well, now I just look like an idiot. Look, right, I'm dumb and Bryce Mells.
Last one. Captain Zoonosis. And if you're not familiar, zoonosis is the actual a virus jumps from an animal to a human and converts so that it's able to attack a human.
Ooh. So he's like, or they're like Animal Man, but
yeah,
just like plague related Animal Man.
Just so horrible.
I feel like Grant Morrison and Alan Moore would team up and have a field day with this character.
Yeah, really.
Now,
yeah.
Can it have sex with someone? Yes.
Grant Morrison can have sex with Alan Moore.
Grant Morrison wishes.
Can or has?
Has, yeah. And that's how he got infected.
Because Alan Moore is some sort of ape man? Sorry. Some sort of ape wizard.
I mean, I think he is. I think that's pretty obvious, Kyle.
I'm very glad that I brought a pen into this room with me because I do need to write down ape wizard. And got it. Wait, got to put 3 question marks. There we go. Perfect.
We're doing God's work here.
I'll know what that is when I look at this book in 6 months.
And let me just wrap it up by saying that all of these characters were part of the Legion of Rhume, which R-H-U-M-E is French for cold.
I like it and I hate it.
Is so French.
Yes.
In equal measure.
Yeah.
Hooray. Equal.
All right, let's go talk about diseases.
Yes.
Oh.
What the f***?
It's a real legion of superheroes.
Oh. Finally, nice. The episode that combines topicality and poor taste.
Yeah.
As opposed to every other episode.
Well, yeah, we have a baseline we have to live up to here.
I don't know if you guys listicled it or not. I've got a bunch of fake diseases written down.
Ah.
Yeah, I also have a list of made-up comic diseases as well.
Can I start with one that isn't comic book?
Well, okay.
Yes.
It's the Maverick virus.
Like Top Gun Maverick?
Bri gets it, maybe. So this is from like the Mega Man games.
Oh.
Yes!
It's basically a virus that caused, you know, a bunch of robots all over the world to go crazy, and then the Mega Man type character had to go and kill them all. But were they crazy or were they right?
No, they were crazy. This is the basis for Picard.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? You're not far off.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know who's really crazy? The Man. That's right.
I think that much is very clearly true.
Look, I wrote down Maverick virus and I was really excited to talk about it, but now I just feel foolish.
No, it's a good one.
No,
it's fine. It's fine. What else?
I was looking up like the other made up comic book diseases, and there's obviously legacy virus.
I was gonna say like the ones that aren't the legacy virus, right?
Yeah, well, there is, that was the first one because we'll get that out of the way. Transmode virus, jigsaw disease from Judge Dredd.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You disappear a bit at a time, apparently. From Warren Ellis's Transmetropolitan is Spider's Disease, which didn't really have a name, but they just called it Spider's Disease.
Eye pollen, I think. Information pollen, degenerative disorder.
Yeah,
it's like Alzheimer's, certainly.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Also, physically degenerative. And it's like, what, 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 1,000,000 that you beat it?
Listen, no spoilers.
No, you know what? I reread Transmet like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You know what? It still holds up really good.
Yeah.
I flipped through it a little bit recently and I'm just like, this is like more relevant now than ever.
You were just looking for pictures of Pete Buttigieg.
Yes. And I found them. In that comic.
Yep.
Well, that fate was avoided at least, but we'll see.
You know what? We're not talking politics this episode for some reason.
Let's not do it.
No. There's also from Ra's al Ghul, The Clench.
Oh, the Ebola Gulf.
The Ebola Gulf, yeah.
Taking in two very 90s references and smushing them together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have read the graphic novel Black Hole.
No.
By Charles Burns. So there's something that's called The Bug or The Teen Plague. So it's like it's very like a teen coming of age kind of graphic novel, but there's like a sexually transmitted disease where it kind of physically transforms you, also sort of kind of into a mutant, basically.
Like a cool powers mutant or?
No, just like I have a tail or my face is weird now.
Oh, kind of like Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
I didn't so even it's, think so of it's Sweet basically, Tooth when I was making this list.
So it's basically just like being a teen then.
Yeah.
Exactly, like that. It's quite amazing. It's a good book.
We all remember when we got our first tail, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
And I got hair on places I didn't have hair. On my tail.
Because my tail was all fleshy before. Mm-hmm. That's not a tail.
It's on the other side.
So...
It's a front tail. It's a front tail. There's also Liesl Pawn, who is a Green Lantern who's basically like a super evolved smallpox.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes. And there's his sort of nemesis, Despotilis, who is also a super evolved virus who's a member of the Sinestro Corps. And I assume they kiss.
That would make for a very odd single one-shot book.
Well,
yeah.
There's nobody else that they can kiss.
Yeah.
Except for Hal Jordan. They could definitely both kiss Hal Jordan.
Well, Hal will try to kiss him, but that's just
Hal would card
and then he's
first.
Brought up on charges.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kind of makes me think of like John Sublime, like Sublime from the new X-Men, who was like literally a sentient bacteria.
Yes.
It's very interesting.
Look at us listing things.
Listing.
Speaking of lists.
Boy, you better listing.
I've got a quiz.
Yay.
Yay.
Wait,
okay.
Wait, is it a quiz that I will win?
Maybe. Some of these are legitimate questions, and then some of them you can just make up an answer, and whoever makes up the best answer will get the point. So I'm putting Bri's name down and Kyle's name down.
That's my name. Down.
I can't see you do this, so I'm trusting that you are.
Yeah, exactly.
He wrote name smelly and idiot.
Name as many comic characters as you can that have cancer that had cancer in comics.
Captain Marvel.
Ah, yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be more.
There's got to be.
Jughead.
No, that was burgers.
Oh, that's, you know what? I always mix the two up.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Big Easily Apple. Done. No.
Oh, God. I should know more than this.
You, Bri, should know one right off.
Goku.
It's a heart condition, but all right.
Could have been heart cancer.
Because of all that healthy eating.
Yeah. Too much giant fish.
I have a list. Yeah.
All-Star Superman.
Yeah. There you go. There's one.
And then he just lives in the sun. Basically, yeah, it was like...
From hey. The sun. Deadpool.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't, like, Dr. Octopus have cancer and then switch bodies or something? Or maybe that's something else.
He definitely had something.
He had something.
So I'm going to give that to you anyway, if we're making that up.
Also Jane Foster.
Yep, there we go.
Sorry, that shouldn't be my reaction to cancer.
Okay, Bri just
dies
like a
Sailor Moon villain.
I'll call in the rest of this question. The ones I had on my list as well, Mary Jane at a certain point.
In Rain, right?
Harvey Pekar.
Oh, yeah.
The Question had cancer.
Well, yeah,
and,
yeah.
It's true.
And Foggy Nelson also had it.
That's right.
Beat it, baby.
All right.
And I guess The Question recently came back to life somehow, so I guess he also beat it in a sense.
Oh, I thought Foggy was saying beat it to cancer.
Beat it! Yeah.
Beat it, baby.
There's also a couple. I'm going to name a character, and you have to tell me what sort of affliction, disease, or whatever that character had. This is, what's her name? Min Dearden? Speedy? The female Speedy?
HIV.
Yep.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, right.
Next one. Shadowhawk.
Shadowhawk.
Legionnaire's disease.
No.
Diabetes. I don't know.
Diabetes. No, he also had HIV.
Oh.
Huh. I mean,
Midnighter.
Oh. I mean, he beat HIV.
But he did have it, so there you
he
go.
He did, but
there
he did beat it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I lit us down. Midnighter.
He literally beat it out of his own body.
Yeah. Well, he curb stomped it out. He did the math on how to defeat HIV, and then he did it.
He can do anything. He's a real Midnighter.
He's a real better Batman.
Yeah. Okay, and so for the rest of these questions, these aren't real. Just make something up. Something that's funny.
I was going to say, all the answers just going to be HIV?
As I was looking stuff up, I couldn't find a lot of them. And I was like, oh, they had HIV. They had HIV. And I'm like, every answer is going to be HIV. So
given to them by the hemogoblin.
Yeah.
No more HIV, please.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. Metamorpho.
That's a good
popcorn
one.
Lung. Popcorn lung.
What's
Metamorpho
that?
Kept vaping himself.
All right, I get that. Yeah, I wrote down that
maybe
he's
that
just,
would be Chef who was doing that.
I wrote down that he was just a little gassy.
That's true.
Mr. Fantastic.
Stretchitis.
What is that?
What?
It's stretchitis.
Oh. Stretchitis.
It's a very real condition.
He certainly didn't have bonitis.
Yeah.
No, I just wrote down erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
Next one, Wildcat.
He's got the cat flu. I don't know.
Cat scratch fever.
That's what I wrote down. There you go.
Fantastic. Yay.
Angel.
Molting.
Molting. Think about what you just said, Bri, for the previous one.
Oh, I don't remember that. That was hours ago.
Cat flu.
Yes, avian flu. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, Warren. If only you had millions and millions of dollars to fight this in the American healthcare system.
No, you don't understand. He's an oppressed minority.
Apocalypse.
It's the apocalypse disease. That makes your lips look like that.
Yeah. I wrote down West Nile.
Oh, I was just thinking like eczema.
I get it. Nah.
All right, last one. The Tick.
What does it mean when you have too much blood in you?
He's got Lyme disease.
Yeah, there
Boom,
you go.
That's, yeah,
there you go.
He's 1,000% got Lyme disease.
All
and
right,
he'll give it
you
to
know
you.
You know what? That was pretty close. Kyle had 7 and Bri had 6. So Kyle wins.
Yay! Look, I needed a pick-me-up, clearly.
Yep, there you go.
Your sanitized koozie will be delivered to you by drone.
Oh, wait a second. I still have the koozie here. Why am I not using it? Well, why am I not using it with this delicious soda pop? No, It's alcohol.
In my research for today's episode,
I thought you were about to say, in my defense.
In my research for this episode, the CDC actually created a comic book in conjunction with, I believe it was Marvel, like not it, kind of like a, not a subsidiary of Marvel, but like one of their departments that does like the Hostess fruit pie ads and stuff like that. Well, it's comic book stuff, but
a word for
other, for branding for other companies. So they did this and it's called Junior Disease Detectives.
They aren't yet full disease detectives.
No, just junior. So
well, they need to balance being a disease detective while also being a student.
Yeah.
It's you know, so kids can relate to them because they go to school.
Exactly. Kids will eat it up.
Yeah. Every cartoon about a kid that goes to school, because that's the most exciting thing for a child to watch.
Exactly. The thing I do every day.
Yeah.
So it's a bunch of 4-H teens and they go to an agricultural fair. And they go to the CDC's disease detective camp in Atlanta. Like, Atlanta? Walking Dead, anyone?
Oh, man, I never get sent to disease detective camp. That's mom and dad. <There you go. laughs>
I got sent to music camp, where I got a disease. And then they track an outbreak of a disease. Someone nearly dies. Someone throws up. Someone gets swine flu. They track, like, global pandemic threats.
What?
I know. I got to track it down because I was just seeing little bits about it. It's actually looks weirdly interesting in not a probably intentional interesting way, but
yeah,
it'll work out to be interesting.
I mean, to be fair, my entire career right now is based on the fact that I once did like disease comics for.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, it's true. Yeah.
So look those up or don't, whatever.
What are they called?
It's called Blood to Blood. And actually, Merck has done some as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Death Stench.
Death Stench,
you say?
Death Stench, I say. And that's something that I saw it. I was like looking up diseases on TV tropes. And
oh, I assumed it was like your punk band when you were in high school.
I wish. But it's basically, it's a thing from a Junji Ito comic. And it's basically like these robot bug things which attack people and then make them fill up with this stinky smell.
That sounds about right. Did you eat it, you say?
Yeah.
I think I might have read that one a while back.
And it causes people to like, they puff up and get really expandy and just real stinky.
And they just look like real sweaty and gross. And
yeah,
like
every other character. Every other character in a Junji Ito book, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't really talk about the legacy virus at all.
Not too much, to be honest. I mean, like, that's a pretty obvious one. People should generally be aware of it, but maybe they're not.
Can we talk about it briefly?
Yes,
sure.
Let's.
Cool.
It's a extremely... Well, it's a virus that impacts mostly mutants, mm-hmm. or almost exclusively, but it might be a heavy-handed... metaphor for something else that was a big and well still is, but especially it was big in the media around that time.
Yeah, well, it is sort of interesting. Like, yeah, the legacy virus was supposed to be an HIV analog, except you know it only affects mutants, or did for a long time.
Yes, which is kind of shitty as far as an analogy goes, because that was never really
case. Yeah, and it was you know an airborne virus.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, these are two things that are not true about HIV.
Absolutely.
It affects everyone, and it's only spread by, you know, 5 or 6 bodily fluids.
I have six bodily fluids?
I've switched into presentation mode.
No, this is... I like it. I like it when we can, like, tap into some of our... like, you can tap into your expertise from, like, your profession and stuff, and it's nice.
I want a
PowerPoint presentation.
I'm going to make the joke that I make in every presentation. The sixth bodily fluid, it's, you know, semen, including pre-cum, breast milk, rectal fluid. But the sixth bodily fluid that can spread HIV is spinal fluid. And every time I do a presentation, I say, this isn't really an issue unless you're, like, you know, in a medical setting or if you're in a Mortal Kombat setting. And nobody has ever laughed at that in the 3 years I've been doing it. Except the last time I did it, one guy in a room of 20 laughed. I was like, fucking yes.
It was all worth it.
And now I can retire the joke forever or put it on a podcast where it will last forever.
If you ever do it again, if you don't get that reaction, just imagine me and Merc in the back of the room, just like psyched.
Just yep. shaking your heads. Arms crossed.
Ugh. Oh, okay.
But, luckily, the legacy virus was cured.
Presentation.
By, yes.
It was cured by Colossus killing himself, so problem solved.
It equally also it is, it's funny because like I remember that issue, and I remember like he injected like he would inject himself with the cure, and then like it would go airborne from his death and cure everybody like magically. Yes. But it's sort of like yeah, but it was all already kind of a, like an airborne magic disease, so I guess it getting cured should be equally dumb.
Yeah,
yeah,
it fits.
So he dies and just like he off gasses it out his ass.
Yeah.
And everybody.
Well, you know, like when you die and you release
yeah,
all your.
You release stuff. A lot of gas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breathe in. Breathe in Colossus's death ass gas.
Frankly, just, like, I feel like that's the way we all shits out a big. Out.
He just shits out a big aluminum poop.
Oh.
Clank, clank. Oh, we're cured. They hold up this like magical metal poop as like.
And it's ribbed for some reason, just like.
It's
him.
Ribbed.
Oh.
It's ribbed for extra death pleasure.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought the general topic of this episode was going to be the most upsetting part, but no, it was that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So who are we?
Oh.
Who are we?
We don't have visual cues of like who's going to look at
we,
who
Merc?
And who goes first.
Merc, who are you?
I'll go first. I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram. Normally we would all be at the Thunder Bay Country Market, but I don't know what's going on right now. They are open for food, but either way, we're not there.
You can't eat an art print.
Exactly. So we
unless
are not
it's got
there.
A picture of food on it.
You know what? If things get really bad, I certainly hope you can, because that might be all I have left.
And who are you?
Dark. Sorry. I'm Brian Connick. Sorry.
He's Darkwing Duck.
I'm Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you will not get much help from me. My name is Brian Connick. I'm so sorry. My name is Brian Connick. You can check out my comic Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com. Updates have been fairly sporadic. There was one a couple of weeks ago or so, I think. And yeah. I there's a few that I've written myself into a fun corner because it's mostly about Lorden trapped on Earth right now. Lorden, our god.
Not mine.
Yeah, well... He's trapped on Earth, and he's sort of like wandering around, going on a pilgrimage, trying to find his way home, and trying to reconnect with Earth, I guess, while on his journey. Now, what do I do?
Yeah,
because like, do I not reflect the world, or do I reflect the world, which nobody needs right now?
Maybe he just goes to a carnival.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. and everyone keeps their distance. Which is great, because it's less people to draw on each panel, which makes it real easy on me. So anyway, whatever the hell happens now, check out welcometohereafter.com to find out.
And my name is Kyle Lees. You can check out my stuff at thekylelees.com. And I would say, since we're all at home doing a whole lot of nothing, go to tinyurl.com/skiNinjas1. You can read my first book for free. Just, you know. Something dumb and silly to read in this time when you can't especially leave your house.
Yeah.
It's extremely funny, good stuff, and that's a very good use of your time right now.
And if you don't like what's on one of the pages, hey, guess what? Just flip the next page. You'll see a good joke about someone being made out of bees. Okay, so that's not
that
a good
one.
Page. That's not a I good like page.
So everybody, swarm to tinyurl.com.
So yeah, okay, you can right. go see that.
Listen,
or
if I
you
can
know,
make a
like,
swarm joke, I'm making it.
You can also check out, obviously, this episode, and if you're listening to this, you did. Thanks.
Thank you.
You can also check out, like, we have a ton of episodes. We're on, like, what is this, like 235 or something? Tons of past episodes to go explore. Feel free. Hey, you know what? Share it with a friend. Be like, hey, we can both listen to this at the same time in different houses. How amazing would that be? Woo!
It's important to just sort of keep things light where you can, and just sort of keep following the things that you enjoy, and hopefully we can contribute to that in whatever small way we can.
So we'll
extremely
see
small, whatever extremely small way we can.
Any tiny URL
device.
Way we can.
Hey.
Bringing it back. Right, so, swarm into that URL like a bunch of bees.
There we go. thanks for coming in and listening. We'll be back next week.
We're gonna keep doing this, so we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Everybody stay safe, wash your hands, avoid crowds. You know, you don't need to hear that from us, but I feel like you can't say it enough.
I will add, wash your balls.
Even in times like these, hygiene, even like that kind of hygiene, it's always important.
Yeah. Be like Brian and I and buy bidets.
We literally did.
You know what? Forget it. I'm not going to talk about that. That's the intro for next week.
So tune in.
Tune in. All right. Bye.
Bye.